Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Sylvania City Council appropriated funds in the amount of $32,000 to fund the reclassification of one part-time library clerk one position to a full-time library clerk two position. Stephanie Queen, Sylvania City Manager, spoke on the resolution.
At the Council's December 14th meeting, a resolution was adopted which reclassified one of our part-time library employee positions to be a full-time position, and this ordinance would appropriate the funds necessary for that change through the remainder of the current fiscal year.
Ordinance 2022-036 passed unanimously by the Council. The Alaska Department of Transportation, having dealt with ordering delivery issues over the past year, has announced the receipts and continued installation of new cameras for numerous locations within the Alaska highway system. According to the DOT and Alaska 511, contractors are installing and repairing cameras dealing with issues of improperly operating cameras. New cameras installed for the Seward Highway at Summit Lake Lodge Milepost 45.8 and at the Seward Highway at Huffman Road. Cameras currently not showing images or needing repair include the Seward Highway at McHugh Creek, milepost 111.8. The station is in the process of being moved. The station was removed from an old site and will be built on a new site this upcoming construction season. For the Seward Highway at Turningham Pass, milepost 69.9, the station has been out of power for a long time but is still expected to be fixed by the contractor within the next few months. For the Seward Highway at the Divide, milepost 12, the north viewing is working, the south view is not. And for the Seward Highway at milepost 113.5, the station has power issues and needs to be visited and updated and restored. For a complete list of all the cameras and the status, you can visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. In response to numerous calls of gas leaks due to the weight of snow damaging piping connected to the natural gas meters, NSTAR is encouraging customers to clear snow drifts and to clear snow buildup from around natural gas meters. NSTAR is reporting that the weight of snow against house piping at the meter is pulling on gas lines feeding appliances inside homes and businesses and causing natural gas leaks. Following heavy snow, winds, and fluctuating temperatures, NSTAR has been answering calls, and NSTAR personnel and first responders are battling blocked access to meters due to uncleared snow at the building meter. Lindsay Hobson, Corporate Resources and Communications Director for NSTAR.
Every time you're clearing your driveway, check on your meter as well. That way you can use a soft tool like a brush or a broom to clear that snow. And if you do get more buildup, it may be necessary to find a contractor or someone to assist with that snow removal.
NSTAR states that it's critical that customers inspect their natural gas meters to ensure they are not blocked by snow and that access to the meter is clear for emergency personnel.
In the event of an emergency, for example, a fire or gas leak, first responders need access to that meter to shut off that gas flow. And so if that meter is impeded by snow buildup or ice or debris, it makes that response time that much longer. And in those critical moments, every second counts.
NSTAR recommends removing snow from driveways, parking lots, and roofs. Ensure the snow piles away from the meter. 2, make a path through the snow to your meter so that in case of fire or leak, NSTAR crews have immediate access to stop the flow of gas. And finally, use caution when removing ice and snow from the meter. Use tools such as a broom or your hand, not a shovel, when coming in contact with the actual meter. Hobson discusses what to do if you smell gas.
If any time you think that there may be a natural gas leak, we want you to give us a call at 1-844-SMELL-GAS. And that goes directly to our 24/7 dispatch center, and we will have someone out there right away.
For more information, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. And for more news of the Kenai in Alaska, just visit our website at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.